award ceremony in Kufurija in the Eastern Region, President Akufo-Addo, who was represented by the Minister for Planning, Professor John Bafo, said workers' freedom to operate is non-negotiable, and this is why the appropriate teaching environment coupled with timely logistics will be made available at all levels of education.
I wish to assure you, our teachers, that their sacrifices have not and shall not be in vain. This country appreciates your efforts and commitment and will never let you down. My heart congratulates you on this award winner. You have every reason to be proud of yourself. I share in your life and trust that you will continue to inspire and be inspired for the sake of our children, the good of this country. Your awards are not just for yourself, but for your noble profession as a whole. We as citizens of this country have a role in empowering our teachers to enable them to deliver quality instruction to our children by supporting them and recognizing their contribution to national development. We cannot entrust our children in their care and then disregard the value of what they bring to bear on their lives. Let us as a people resolve to rally behind our noble teachers and empower them to bring true meaning to the concept of quality education, because ultimately this nation Ghana will be the winner.
Minister of State in charge of tertiary education, Professor Kwesi Yanka, reminded teachers of their critical role in shaping the lives of students in their care. He said as role models, teachers must live exemplary lives in order for students to emulate.
From the moment children are sent to school, it is with the teacher they spend a greater part of the day. In our senior high school's boarding system, they spend an average of 40 weeks every year in the care of teachers. At such young, impressionable ages, children are largely influenced by the conduct and attitudes of those to whom they are largely exposed. It is such early exposures that leave the greatest impact on the child. Being seen as a potential role model is a huge responsibility, because the teacher's conduct will undermine and determine the future of a child. The teacher is effectively an ambassador for the child's future and must therefore live a life above reproach. The teacher has been the child's role model whose life is emulated. Significantly, the teachers that children and pupils are fond of and aspire to become are carefully chosen by the pupils. But children also remember those with negative attitudes, the perpetual latecomers, those that come to school reeking with alcohol, and those shabbily dressed. It is these that often attract nicknames. Children remember these very well, not as role models, but as caricatures. It goes without saying, therefore, that these high expectations should justifiably compel the teacher to not only exhibit a high sense of responsibility and professionalism, but also a sense of responsibility and decorum. There is no doubt in my mind that most of our teachers live up to the standards expected of them, both in professional and private lives. And I commend them and urge them to keep maintaining acceptable standards. The nation appreciates your hard work and your sacrifice, and you should be a priority in the sharing of the national cake.
You heard a Minister of State in charge of tertiary education, Professor Kwesi Yanka,
shared their thoughts with Cynthia Boateng on how they feel about their teachers.
Auntie Maya.
You really like your teacher?
Yes.
Why do you really like your teacher?
Because she teaches me.
Do you like to come to school every day?
Yes.
What does she do for you to like her?
She teaches me. She makes us go for a snack, and she makes us eat lunch, and we sleep.
Really? So that's why you like her?
Amid Ibrahim.
What's your teacher's name?
Auntie Lala.
Do you like coming to school?
Yes.
Do you usually cry when you're coming to school?
No.
Why?
Because I come to learn.
You come to learn. Good. Why do you like her?
She teaches me. And then she teaches us well.
Do you like your teacher so much?
Yes.
Why do you really like your teacher?
Because she teaches us good things and also help us to make a better future.
So if you are to tell your teacher something very nice, what would you say?
I wish my teacher long life. And I also wish my teacher good health. She's good. She explains well. She teaches well.
It's all you wish for her.
I wish that she doesn't fall sick. And she's always happy.
You had pupils of the Kanda Classroom School sharing their thoughts on teachers on the occasion of World Teachers' Day.